Item number four, please.
Item four, from the Director of Audit's Office of the Comptroller, providing an informational status update summarizing the progress made toward implementation of the recommendations contained in the audit report titled Milwaukee County Can Benefit from a Contemporary Comprehensive Workforce Diversity Policy. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. It is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Hare.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this report originally was issued about a year ago in August of 14. In the time since then, HR has made some significant progress in implementing the recommendations that we made so that fundamentally so that they've been in a position to know where we are, where we want to be, and how we're going to get there with regard to the diversity of our workforce. I think it's fair to say that it is still a work in progress. Supervisor Mayo's committee had a couple of items on their agenda last week related to nepotism and government-wide diversity, and I think it was a constructive conversation. I think that there is a commitment to move forward with better recruitment, better training, better retention. But in terms of this audit, I think that we've dealt with the issues. We'll continue to follow up on the few remaining items. If we don't get compliance, we'll come back to you. Certainly, you have the prerogative to ask for another status report more formally. We'd be fine with that. And as you know, we're also engaged in an audit at the Milwaukee County Transit System with regard to their diversity. They have always been a separate HR system, and we want to make sure that the same standards that we apply to the rest of county government are in effect over there. So my recommendation is that this is informational. Clearly, if you want additional follow-up, we're available for that as well.
Director Hare, were you charged with looking at management positions and diversity with respect to management positions also?
Yes. Just if I can step back and add a little more history. This began as an audit of General Mitchell International Airport, and that was very much an issue at GMIA. And our audit indicated that there was a definite, there were actually more than one areas where there was a need for more emphasis on diversity. One was in management, the other was in skilled trades and what's the second one? It's like a semi-skilled. But the audit took us to a different place. What we saw was what was going on at GMIA was a microcosm of what was going on at the rest of county government. So we did expand it out. So the items that you see are still open are more specifically at GMIA. You're also aware they've had some turnover down there. But we do intend to follow up with them on those few items specific to GMIA. I think the government-wide plan is more in play. GMIA is a little more behind in terms of implementing the recommendations.
Thank you. Supervisor Weddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Hare, could you tell us a little bit more about how this new centralized employee onboarding program is going for you?
Well, I don't know as much about it as I will after we're having an employee go through it at the end of the month, and we plan on doing a debrief with her to figure out exactly how it played out in effect. But the outline, to me, looks fairly exhaustive in terms of laying out everything you need to know to come to work at Milwaukee County. When I first started here in 1983, that was just built in. Everybody who was hired went through HR orientation. You learned not only how to fill out a timesheet, but you learned what the expectations were in terms of work habits, policy, including, as managers, the policy for maintaining a diverse workforce and supporting employees in promotion and retention. But we haven't gone through it ourselves, and we haven't audited it. I just like what I see on paper, that it seems like they're ticking all the boxes in terms of what we need to tell employees about working in Milwaukee County the very first day. The companion and follow-on to that is I think we're seeing better training after we've got people hired. I've got an employee today that's off on a 3-hour management training course that's part of a series of management training, and that's something that we just didn't do for years. It was just off the grid. It just wasn't done. So I'm encouraged by what I see on paper. We'll see how it plays out in fact. If I could just say one more thing on that. When we saw this government mobilize with regard to some issues a couple of years ago, there was some concern about behavior in the workplace, and the approach there was to implement it immediately required management training, and as somebody went through that training and talked with others who did, it proved to me that we can do this. We can create expectations and clarity for our employees if we just commit to it. So a longer answer than you probably wanted, but it's an important topic. The most valuable asset we have here as a county government is all the employees who work here, and we need to have our employees on board with what they need to do every day when they come to work.
Supervisor Haas.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know the Director Hare knows that the GMIA audit is not presently before us, but I'm just curious how that's proceeding with respect to the diversity and the improvements at that facility.
Well, look, one of the things that we learned early on was that Milwaukee County is one employer with multiple different kinds of workplaces, and each workplace has its own culture. Sometimes you get the argument that it has to do with proximity, that where a function is located in county government has some bearing on who's hired. And to some extent that may be true, but our push at GMIA was, and I think you heard this from Mr. Hanchick last week, was to focus maybe not so much on who you're able to hire off your list, but who you recruit to get on your list. So I think that GMIA has a workforce that is more white and more male than many county offices. And I think it's someday, too, hopefully you'll be able to see all that data. You've got good county-wide data. It'll be great if someday we can see it by department and division so you can get a quick snapshot pie chart of what does this unit look like. But GMIA faces some challenges that they've articulated, and I think we just need to help them get over those.
So, Mr. Chairman, then the airport is aware of those challenges.
Yes. Let me be more clear about this. The audit concluded, I believe, shortly after Mr. Bateman left. Mr. Blue, I think, did a pretty good job of getting us through the audit process. And our plan was to work with Mr. Slaybaugh in terms of follow-up and implementation. Obviously, now we're working with Mr. Dranzik, who's wearing multiple hats. But I think Mr. Dranzik gets it. Just in my interaction with him on hotline tips and other issues that have been raised with our office, I think he gets it. So we just want to continue the follow-through, make sure that what was said is going to be done actually gets done, and then GMIA is just hopefully caught up in a part of the whole county-wide approach to managing a diverse workforce.
Mr. Chairman, I thank you for your indulgence, and I thank Mr. Hare for the detailed insight. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions? Supervisor Moore McCundy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two questions. One is, when you first started this this particular audit, what was your goal?
Our goal was to understand how does Milwaukee County set workforce policy? What are we looking for in terms of a diverse workforce? How do we develop procedures to meet that policy, and how do we collect data to make sure that we've met that policy? What we found was the world had sort of changed around us since the last time we did this kind of work. Affirmative action in its day was more concrete. And due to certain court cases and federal rulings over the years, the focus became more a matter of, as a policy of the government, having a more diverse workforce. So the policy was indeed to have a diverse workforce. But to get there, I think what you're seeing now, what this administration's focusing on, is the procedures. How do we recruit? How do we screen? How do we hire and retain, promote, and train? So all of it has to be consistent. But the one part that really tripped us up was the data. How do you know if you've got to where you want to be? And we had a real issue with our internal data. When we moved to Ceridian in late 07, we began to focus on federal categories called EEO1. Those standards are not applicable to government. So HR was, I think, quick to come to the understanding that we need to focus on EEO4 data, which is more consistent with other governments, is more useful to a public entity. And so what you're seeing now is all the HR reports that were in that diversity report you got from them, it's EEO4 data. That sounds kind of technical and wonkish, but let me tell you, if you don't have the data, you'll never know if you had any impact from your policies and procedures at all. We need the metrics. I think you've got them countywide. Again, I'd love to see them by division and department, so we'd have a quick kind of dashboard look at how we're all doing, whether our workforce looks like we think it should in terms of looking like the county or looking like the client or whatever. The policy needs to be supported with procedures. Procedures need to be supported with data.
I was going to ask you, I think you're kind of answering my next question, was are you progressing? How do you measure that progression? And the other part is how you define diversity when you talk about diversity in workplace.
Well, as your auditor, I think we use a standard that was Bureau of Labor Standards available in the workplace. Now, that's going to vary by type of profession, by type of classification, by work function, but I think as long as we've got a place to hang the hat, we've got a hook, that's a place to start. And then if we have better data, we understand how we're progressing toward a standard, then you as policymakers can weigh in, you know, within the frameworks of law to advance that policy in a different direction if you'd like. But right now, I think we're making inroads on getting the data. The standard is there. It's not as easy as I'm making it sound, but ultimately you as policymakers should have data that tells you this is what our workforce looks like, and you can assess whether or not it's acceptable to you as legislators.
And diversity means to you?
To me, diversity, in the pure sense of the audit work we did, it's how does our workforce compare to what the Bureau of Labor Statistics says should be available to us as an employer. That's in its simplest form. That's how we looked at it.
Okay. I also sit on the Milwaukee County Human Rights Commission, and in one of our meetings we reviewed, you talked about behavior in the workplace, we reviewed a film about microaggressions in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
People feeling uncomfortable due to ageism, racism, sexism, etc. How are you addressing the culture? And I think these, you talked about different places having different types of culture.
Right.
And I think these isms, if you will, you know, permeate throughout any workplace. And how are you addressing behavior in the workplace across the board as it relates to someone coming to work feeling comfortable, not being distracted by things so that they can achieve their jobs, et cetera, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And as your auditor, what we looked at was evidence of dissatisfaction. For example, we looked at litigation and claims and grievances as an indication that the workforce is not feeling like it's working for them. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's something that's very difficult for auditors to get their hands around, and that's tone at the top. What kind of a climate of expectation has been created across the leadership of this government, the executive, the legislative, other elected officers? And that's a little softer. So what we're back to is what does the data tell us? You know, leadership can articulate a goal. They can articulate values in a culture. But what's the data tell us? And that should help you understand whether or not we're getting there.
And so things like this video that I watched and it being brought to HR's attention, et cetera, are these things that you would need from us?
Well, I think they're things that you all need and the exec needs from HR. And I think to the extent that they have a story to tell, and we're involved as a department. I mean, on the one hand, we're your auditors, but we're also very active in the Countywide Diversity Committee. My staff members are involved in the diversity committee. They invited me out to give a presentation on this audit that we did, and we had a pretty good discussion. And this wasn't a matter of people just showing up at 8 o'clock and grabbing a cup of coffee in the newspaper. They sat there and they engaged. So I think it starts with that commitment and with HR developing a program that includes the kind of visuals you were talking about. The visuals work great on that hostile workforce training. I think that it was a highlight. And you know, sometimes you get into these training sessions and it's like, oh, what are they going to do to me today? But that one really engaged. So I think that the visuals have to be a tool, and HR gets that.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments?
I don't know.
Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hare, thank you for this audit. It came a while, but thank you anyway.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would be the first to tell you that there's opportunities for audit to improve on timeliness as well. It's something we struggle with every day. We want to be right. We want to be accurate, and sometimes that time comes at a price.
Yeah, this was a long time.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
I asked for a long time.
Yeah.
There's no problem. But see, I want to thank you for it because you gave a snapshot. But there's one thing that within your audit. You always talk about numbers and extra. It's the culture of Milwaukee County and the Department of Ed. If you talk about GMC, the airport, it's the culture. If you go out there, you can't put it on paper. They have a culture of what they're looking for, what they want out there. If you get somebody out there, that individual leaves. just looking at the airport, look at the fire department at the airport, it's the culture. If you look at the, when you look at the administration, it's the culture. I'm just, we just wanted because we really wanted that.
Yeah.
If you look at HR right now, it's the culture. And what you have there, and when you look at people, and when you look talk about diversity, you don't have it. And so until it starts from the top, who is administrative, and that's the county exec, until he or she, whoever's in the office in 2016, says, I want this to look like a reflection on Milwaukee County in all aspects. And if you look at the labor force and you look at everything else, that's when it's going to happen. I don't care all your Memrex or whatever, all your data and everything else, it's not going to happen. We've been talking about this since I've been on this board. When Cupertino said on finance and transportation. So in some, a little bit have changed a little bit, but there's a lot of improvement can be happening. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. For item four, I
move to place on file.
Supervisor Mayo moves to receive and place on file the report. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Moore Omokunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 4 be recommended to be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.